All right, that time of year again. Bob Mitten Invitational, year number 37. Dan Diamond, Orient Head Wrestling Coach, with us. Looks like another great field and another great way to end the regular season in high school wrestling. Should be a good weekend.
Yeah, definitely hope so. Hopefully the weather holds out and everything, and we've got 18 teams coming in Friday and Saturday, and we'll get after it and see where we go. We start at 6 o'clock on Friday night and then 9 o'clock on Saturday, and hopefully we'll conclude somewhere around 3 o'clock. So.
Well, let's first, before we get into the individual classes, what about some of the teams? I know most of the local teams are in the area, and, you bring schools from outside of the area in as well. So what does the competition look like team-wise?
Well, we got a new team that joined us last year and then couldn't make the trip because of inclement weather. Toronto Unity, which I would say is probably the head and shoulders best, probably the best team there. They took second at that big AIDS rumble over the holidays. They're going to be new to the field. And then we've always got the strong teams around here. We've got Riverdale and Sherrard and Orion and Mercer County. I also look for some good competition. We wrestle Camp Point early in the year, and they've got a couple really tough kids. So.
And then I know as we look at the individual weight classes, what do some of the really good ones look like? And you probably say, well, Taylor, they all look good, but what are some of the real barn burners going to be this weekend in Orient?
Well, I personally feel, which I haven't seen the seating and everything done yet, but I know 182 is going to be real tough. I think the Toronto Unity kids ranked number one. 220, we got the Caves kids from Riverdale that's ranked number one, I believe, and we've got a 220-pounder, a kid from Cambridge that's co-oping with us, Mulvaney, and there's also a Toronto Unity kid that's highly ranked, so I'd say 82 and 220, 152 is always tough. Every team has their three or four really, really tough kids, so it's gonna be a good afternoon of wrestling and people getting after it. Kind of the last chance to kind of check and see where you are, or getting ready to go into the state series the first weekend in February. I think it's the 6th and the 7th that we'll be starting up. So,
well, and then that's the thing about the Bob Mitten invite here. I assume it's the place you want to be when you look at the tournament over the years to say, hey, we know, right out of the Christmas break, the pit's the big thing. We got AIDS rumble over. Christmas break is normally the big thing. Maybe Riverdale or Stillman Valley is a big pre-Christmas tournament. But Orient at the end of the year feeds right into basically postseason wrestling. You really like that setup for this tournament?
Yeah, I really like that. It's coming to crunch time. Everybody needs to get in some good matches, and we have a good field of competition. And, to kind of see, and we're going to see some of these, most of these teams at regionals, so you kind of get a last chance of hopefully improving your seed at regionals. And it's just a good mix. We got, like Camp Point and U High coming from the south, and Toronto Unity coming over from the east side of the state. And we do have a couple of different schools. Gales worked in it, and UT happened to get into it this year because they just lost the tournament. So it'll be fun to kind of see them, too. We don't wrestle United Township, but I know they've been an outstanding heavyweight. And then, Rockers has got the Kruger and Throne kid, and they're tough as nails. And Mercer County's got the King and the Speed kid, and Schwarz's got that Byron kid. So, I mean, it's just good quality competition. I hope everybody's healthy and kind of ready to make that last push.
All right. And then did I read it right? We need to feel sorry for Bob Mitten, right, because this is his last year's tournament director?
Well, he says that. He says this is kind of it. He's getting ready to kind of step away, and I'm looking at retiring here in a year or so. So, it is. I don't think you'll ever get wrestling out of Bob completely, but I think he's going to want to travel south a little bit and enjoy some time with his grandkids. So he's not going to be as prominent as he's been, but you'll always hear that voice, I think, in the gym.
So I guess we'll have to try and be nice to Bob Mitten this weekend for the tournament. The one thing I wanted to mention about Dan, too, I know how many years you've been doing it now, wrestling altogether?
35.
35 years. And I tell you, Bob Quaintance, the great photographer over at Orion, He snapped a great picture, I thought, this week or maybe last week. You and your longtime assistant, Coach Ferry, and you were on the mat, and you were demonstrating a move coaching-wise. And I said to myself, I said to myself, for a guy that has done it that long, you can tell it he's still in it, man. He's still engaged in this thing. And I know from a coaching standpoint, you have to be in it that way. And you know you're in the right place. Because I thought that picture really was a perfect caption of, hey, this is what coaching is about. And I wanted to pat you on the back for that, because I thought it was a pretty neat photo. And when I upload this interview today, I'm sharing that photo as part of this, because I think it's really the essence of coaching.
That'd be good, because it's on Facebook, on my Facebook, but my Facebook account's been down, so I haven't seen it but yet. Bob Quaint, man, he's at every sporting event in Orion and doing pictures, and he doesn't get paid. He's just an exceptional guy. He loves sports. And, people have told me about it, and I think I was trying to show something. We were on bottom, and I think Jeff Ferry's there, and there's a break. And, I'm still very passionate. I love the sport, and sometimes it gets the best of me, and I don't do much technique anymore in the room and stuff like that. But once in a while, you got to get down in and kind of get on your hands and knees and show the kids and relate to them. And it's still a lot of fun. I mean, it's thing that I only know in life. I can't fix a car, and I can't build a house, but I can roll around and do some wrestling. So,
all right. Well, I want to tell you, Dan, you're a good one out there. So keep up the good work. And I know Orion does a great job with that Bob Mitten invite, and hopefully a lot of people can get out Friday and Saturday, talking about 18 teams and a lot of quality wrestlers. Have a good weekend, sir.
All right, Mr. Taylor, and thank you guys. We're always covering the local kids, and best of luck to them.
All right, Dan Diamond, Orion High School head wrestling coach. It's the Bob Mitten Invite, 37 years for the event, Friday and Saturday at Orion. More coming up on WMJ, WMJ.com.